With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has directed members of his administration to fire Erica McIntyre, commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's after the BLS published a July jobs report that contained what it called larger-than-normal revisions to data from May and June, which saw 258,000 jobs taken away from what had initially been reported. The Senate Judiciary Committee is reviewing newly declassified documents relating to the alleged conspiracy by Democrats to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Bob Agnew with that report.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe and Attorney General Pam Bondi officially declassified additional documents related to the Russia hoax on Thursday and sent them to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley for publication. The CIA writes on X, the release not only fulfills Grassley's request for disclosure, but also further advances President Trump's directive for maximum transparency.
Correspondent Ben Thomas reports an arrest has been made in the weekend murder of a couple in an Arkansas state park.
Arkansas state police arrested a 28-year-old man Wednesday and charged him with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of a husband and wife at Devil's Den State Park over the weekend. The bodies of Clinton David Brink and Kristen Amanda Brink were found Saturday on a walking trail. Their daughters, ages 7 and 9, were not hurt and are being cared for by family members. The Brink family says the couple died heroes protecting their little girls. The suspects identified as James Andrew McCann of Springdale. Police did not mention a possible motive. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Washington, aviation experts say night vision goggles may have created some difficulties for the pilots of an Army helicopter that collided with a passenger jet in January. The final report on the crash expected next year. This is SRN News. A new report on charitable giving in the U.S.
According to an analysis of government numbers by the ministry Empty Tomb, the majority of the cash that Americans give away every year goes to churches or other religious organizations. That even goes for people under 25 who tend to be less religious than older folks, but still give 60% of their charitable donations to the church. Giving to charities in general has stayed about level over the past several years despite economic woes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina Republican lawmakers overrode several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein this week, getting just enough votes from Stein's own party to enact some laws. House Democrats were not able to uphold the governor's veto on a bill that recognizes only two sexes and prevents state-funded sex change operations for prisoners. Democratic Representative Nassif Majid sided with Republicans to override Stein's veto. This is SRN News. A Miami jury ordered Elon Musk car company to pay $329 million to victims of a deadly crash involving its autopilot driver assist technology, opening the door to other costly lawsuits and striking a blow to Tesla's reputation for safety. The federal jury held that Tesla bore significant responsibility because its technology failed. The case could encourage other crash victims to hold out for big damages. Correspondent Alex Vega reports on this week's mortgage rate.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped to 6.72% this week. The average rate is now back to where it was 3 weeks ago. Rates on 15-year fixed mortgages, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance, also eased. Despite the recent pullback, mortgage rates remain elevated and not far from their high of around 7% earlier this year. That's helped keep the housing market in a sales slump, even as home prices keep climbing. I'm Alex Vega.
More details at SRNNews.com.